face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
I don't know if you heard about it or not, but on Saturday night, the UFC made their debut in Canada with a little show in Montreal at the Bell Center. The great part about the UFC tapping into new markets is that we get a Dana White media tour, which provides for some entertaining, although repetitive, sound bites.
It's like we're all hanging out on Saturday watching NASCAR. Whoa, there's a lot of people there. Wow, and they got a deal on Fox? This looks like a great business. You know what we should do? We should start our own race league and compete with NASCAR, and maybe we could steal a couple of their drivers.
It's like, this is how crazy it is. It's like all of us are sitting around watching NASCAR on a Saturday, right? And we're sitting there going, wow, look at all the people that are there. This is unbelievable. And they have a major network deal.
But
we should start our own race league.
But Dana also got his back up against the wall when the topic of competition was raised on TSN's Off the Record last week. You see, Dana is a bit pissed that Elite XC is debuting on CBS next month with a drawing card and Kimbo Slice scheduled to headline the event. Dana is not a fan of Kimbo Slice.
The only thing that threatens us about the CBS deal is they're going with a guy named Kimbo Slice, who I have said all the time, this isn't who these guys are. You know, they found this guy, he fights in backyards on YouTube. He's what's wrong with boxing. It's the same old story. If it wasn't for this thing, this guy would be dead or in jail. That's the same story. You know, we have a whole, these guys are real athletes. I will never go for the freak show aspect.
Exactly right. Dana White would never, ever go for the freak show element in order to garner interest for his own product. You see, because Kimbo Slice is nothing more than an undefeated street fighter that has never beaten anyone of substance. Huh? What's that? Oh, my producer's telling me that Kimbo Slice was not undefeated in street fights. In fact, he once lost a fight to a Boston police officer. We actually have footage from that fight.
No knees, motherfuckers!
The motherfucker in question was a man named Sean Gannon. Wait a minute, where do I know that name from?
Sean Gannon's just getting dominated on his feet.
Full mount, oh, the blood flowing out of Sean Gannon, those raining elbows.
Whoa, big elbows by Hinkle. Whoa, bloody mess now. Oh, cutting elbows. Whoa, devastating elbows by Brandon Lee Hinkle. Sean Gannon is a bloody mess. They're going to stop this fight. That's it.
Herb Dean has stopped it.
What a bloody mess.
Hold on a second. That fight took place after the Kimbo Slice street fight. Are you trying to tell me that Dana White took a police officer who participated in an unsanctioned bare-knuckle street fight and used him to gain attention for his company, but now Elite XC is doing the exact same thing with Kimbo? That can't be true, because that would make Dana White a complete hypocrite. Oh my God, a promoter would actually lie to hurt his competition? This changes the dynamics of everything. Does this mean that your word and integrity is put aside for money? I'm confused. It was okay for them to use a street fighter, but now that new promotions are popping up and losing lots of money and trying to find an audience of their own, that's not okay? How do you defend this, Dana?
Completely train and do off and whatever you want to do. Train coach, throw that gym time and time days.